Hi, this is Governor Asa Hutchinson. It's been a historical week. The people of America have spoken, and in a few months, we will welcome the 45th President of the United States to office. Franklin D. Roosevelt once said, "Let us never forget that government is ourselves and not an alien power over us. The ultimate rulers of our democracy are not a president and senators and congressmen and government officials, but the voters of this country." The votes of the American people were cast, and democracy has prevailed. We've elected another president through this time-tested process, and the will of the people has been carried out. In January 2015, when I gave my inaugural speech at the Arkansas State Capitol, I talked about my excitement for a new day in Arkansas. We live in a time of constant change. It's something we can always count on, and it's something that takes us and our country in a new direction. I'm forever an optimist, and I'm always proud to be a citizen of this great nation. But freedom is not free. Today, as we enjoy the liberties that our brave men and women fought and died for, we remember our nation's finest on this year's Veterans Day. In Arkansas, we want to do all we can to support our veterans. Together with the Arkansas Department of Veterans Affairs, we are making it easier for Arkansas veterans to have access to vital resources and services. Over the last year, we have opened 6 regional offices across the state to serve veterans. And today, I'm pleased to announce that the final 2 offices in Hope and Russellville are ready to open their doors 4 years ahead of schedule. But there's more good news. With Veterans Affairs Director Matt Sneed, we also announced the grand opening of the Arkansas State Veterans Home in North Little Rock. It's an innovative small house design that includes 8 cottages that can house up to 12 residents. Along with the community building, this 31-acre site will offer Arkansas vets top-notch care and has plenty of room for future expansion opportunities. Yes, there's much to celebrate on this Veterans Day. I encourage everyone to say thank you to one of nearly 250,000 Arkansas veterans. Remember their service, honor their sacrifice, and preserve their legacy today and every day. It's been quite a week. At the end of the day, we're all in this together, and we're blessed to be citizens of this great country we can proudly call home. I'm honored to bring this report from the Governor's Office in Little Rock. Have a great weekend.